I work at USDA as a postdoc. My topic of this presentation is on D'Antonio Spiccato. A brief introduction about D'Antonio Spiccato. It belongs to the family Poaceae, and it is normally found in low maintenance areas. That's why it's called poverty outgrass. And it is a native plant adapted to the US. It's a perennial C3 bunch grass. It's very shade and drought tolerant, and also it's slow growing. The reason why we wanted to look at working on this grass is to find a low maintenance cool season grass. Regarding the distribution of this grass in US, it is present throughout the US except in 4 states. The green areas indicate that it is native to US. The taxonomy of this grass, it's a cool season grass, but it's normally associated with the warm season Picard clade. Now, concerning this grass, like if you want to use this as a turf grass, there are a lot of advantages, but there are some disadvantages that it has poor seed yield, and it has germination issues, and also the seed shattering problem, and also it has some susceptibility to leaf spot disease. And also, people have confusion about the reproductive biology of this grass. Like, they stopped publishing on this grass 20 years back. So, at present, I mean, they think that this grass has both cleistogamy and chasmogamy going on. So, the reproductive biology, it has 2 types of seed heads, axial seed head and the terminal seed head. And also, the published literature indicates that this grass evolved 2 types of reproductive mechanisms because of association with the fungal symbiont Atkinsonella hypozilon. It forms the choke on this grass. And normally, the anther development is very poor in this grass, but you can also see sometimes there are good anther formation. And dissect the terminal floret, you have the immature seed form with still the anthers and the stigma attached. And also the mature seed will have this unused anthers on the top. So the objectives of our study is to develop the SSR markers for this grass and also utilize them to study the variability within and among the native populations. So we collected 91 individual plants from 4 different states, 4 different areas, 23 different locations in 4 different states. So for genomic SSR development, we use the Sanger 454 sequencing method, and we extracted the genomic DNA, and we found 66,553 singlet sequences, the optimal size was 400 to 500 base pairs. And then we used, without assembling, we directly used them to mine for SSRs using MISA, and about 3454 SSRs were identified. And then we concentrated on trinucleotide SSR markers because, as you know, the trinucleotide SSR markers are you will not have stuttering and split peak problems. And using stringent methods, we selected visually, we looked at the sequence and we selected 63 trinucleotide SSRs. And we screened them on a few accessions to find the polymorphic markers. And we found out of 63, 10 primer pairs were polymorphic. So the PCR products were analyzed on the ABI 3730 analyzer. And where the allele sizes and the number of alleles were scored using the gene marker software. And because we also found there are some polyploid accessions in this, we converted the amplified allele data into a binary matrix, 1-0 format. And then we used the Jacquard similarity index to create the genetic matrix, distance matrix. And we used the UPGMA method to develop the dendrogram. And we did the bootstrap analysis using the multi-scale bootstrap resampling. And also we use the structure software to determine to determine high level groupings and also to study the structure of this. And we also used AMOVA and multi-locus genotype analysis in Genelex software. So here are the results. The 10 polymorphic markers we had amplified 2 to 12 alleles, approximately 5.4 alleles per locus were amplified. And the dendrogram, we can see there are two groups were formed, and one of the group had the accessions collected from Blue Ridge Parkway and Skyline Drive, and the second one had rest of the accessions. Most of these, the groupings were mostly clonal groupings. This is the group one, and this is the group two. And also we did the structure plot, structure analysis, using the delta K method. Delta K is equal to 2 was the optimal K value identified for this population. And these two groups exactly matched with the dendrogram, the groupings in the dendrogram. And then when we further analyzed, we had 8 subgroups identified in these two groups. And the AMOVA analysis indicated there is no significant difference in the variation among or within populations, which is a significant finding from this study. And also we found there were 14 multilocus genotype groups, multilocus genotype groups containing 39 genotypes. And this is a strong evidence which supports clonal reproduction in these picata, because unless there is a sexual reproduction going on, it's very difficult to get 14 multilocus genotypes across this 10 genomic SSR loci. So the conclusions of our study were: we developed the first genome-based SSR markers, and also this data indicates supports apomixis as the primary method of asexual reproduction. Because this species normally reproduces by seed production, does not form any rhizomes or stolons. And it also does not exhibit extruded anthers or lodicule characteristics that will be indicative of successful outcrossing. And the AMOVA results also do not support a predominantly selfing or outcrossing mechanism, because normally the selfing species maintain more diversity between populations, and the crossing species maintain more diversity within population, and the AMOVA results does not indicate there is significant difference between these two. And the dendrogram and structure groupings indicates more clonal groupings that exhibit samples arising, the variation arising due to mutation and possibly through migration. And also the presence of polymorphism unique to individuals suggests somatic mutation may be generating variability. So our results actually support the previous literature, part of the previous literature, that apomixis may be the reproductive mechanism in this species and not crossing, or it is not a significantly crossing or selfing species. So these results will aid in developing strategies for plant selection and improvement of this species, because this is a very promising, low input, low maintenance grass species. I'd like to acknowledge Dr. Scott Warrenke for giving me the opportunity to work on this project. Dr. Keenan Amundeshan, he did the sequencing before I arrived in the lab. And Sean Bushman and Dr. Matthew Kramer, who helped us with the analysis part of this work. And also I would like to thank USDA and Rutgers. Thank you. I can take any questions.
We have a lot of time for questions. So, any questions?
What was the strongest piece of evidence that might be apomictic?
Because it has, first thing is there is no variation between or within population. Second thing is it has a lot of multilocus genotypes, which is indicating of asexual reproduction. And because also it has this anther development issues, so we are not confirming apomixis, but apomixis could be possibly one of the method of asexual reproduction. That's all.
Any other questions? Okay, yeah.
I have a question about your SSR. How
answer.
Yes.
How many percent of the zygotes in the one long back, how many is the heterozygous? So, you have that number?
Pardon me?
I mean, about the percentage of the zygotes of each long back of the SSR marker.
Out of 63 markers, like 10 markers were monomorphic, 11 were polymorphic.
Any other questions? All right, thank you very much. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.